executive session of the Senate and Associated Students to order on Wednesday, July 26, 2017 at 5.06 p.m. in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Moving to agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Jackson.
Present.
Senator Becker.
Absent excuse.
Senator Bellman.
Absent excuse.
Senator Bussman.
Present.
Senator Camille.
Absent excuse.
Senator Cook.
Present.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Absent excuse.
Senator Compton.
Present.
Senator Flangus.
Present.
Senator Kirkendall.
Present.
Senator Lippy.
Present.
Senator Ma.
Present.
Senator Mall.
Present.
Senator Martinez.
Present.
Senator Panningbatten.
Present.
Senator Sarwar.
Present.
Senator Say.
Absent excuse.
Senator Smith.
Absent unexcused.
Senator Stopka.
Absent unexcused.
Senator, were you saying? Senator Sullivan.
Present.
Senator Thummel. Senator Toole?
Absent unexcused.
Quorum's present.
Great. All right. We'll move into agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. Are you getting someone online? Senator Smith is present.
Okay. Are you? Okay. You're live.
All right, good to hear. We'll move into agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from July 12, 2017. Remember, you can do this by unanimous consent if you wish to. Senator Martinez.
I move to approve the minutes from July 12, 2017 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motions are approved. Moving to agenda item 5, public comment. First, we have Commissioner Lee.
Hi. I'm Commissioner for Science Engineering Club. And we love for our clubs and orgs to basically know their senators more. Many clubs have expressed interest in knowing their senators, and obviously all of our clubs have students in every single one of your majors that you guys represent. And I know that a few clubs have already reached out to their senators, so thank you for getting back to them for those who have. And as such, I would like to invite you guys to the Ivy Conference, which is September 9th, if you want to hand out a few of these. They're kind of sticky, sorry. They're freshly printed, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Hannah will be sending you an email later about Ivy Conference, but basically we have a portion where they do a meet and greet with the commissioners based on the coalition. So we would love you guys to also be there. It's at 9 a.m. promptly, and the rooms will be sent to you guys in a future email, so you guys know which rooms to go to in the Joe. And also, I'm also representing engineering clubs, obviously, and Engineering Leadership Council would like to share their letter of recommendation for Ian Traubler. Okay, so I've been trying to practice that and I still didn't get it. So basically the letter of recommendation says, "We, the officers of the Engineering Leadership Council, wish it be known to the ASU and Senate that our choice of representation for the vacant engineering senator position is filled by Ian Traumer. Ian is an active member of both the Engineering Leadership Council and the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineering, which is a member club of the ALC. In our opinion, it would be immensely valuable to have an engineering senator who has worked closely with engineering clubs and knows the interests of the engineering students in those clubs. The ELC is the association of all engineering clubs and represents 30 total clubs, and we wish you take this letter into consideration. Thank you for your consideration of our wishes." Signed by their chairman.
Right. Thank you. Are there any questions for Commissioner Wayne? All right. Cool. Seeing none, thank you so much. Is there any additional public comment this time, Director Cannell?
Okay, so I have a fun story. I was going shopping for my my barbecue that's happening tomorrow, and I requested the truck keys from Central Station, got the truck keys, making my way to the truck, and then Juan is chasing me down from the front desk, like, Mia, don't turn the car on, there's a kitten stuck in the front of the truck. So, needless to say, we all collectively saved this kitten's life, and now we have to find it a home. So if any of you want to take this kitten or know anyone that would be interested, please stop by Central Station tomorrow and let Juliet know, because I almost killed it. Okay, that is all.
And you, my friends, for director to know or wishes to adopt a kitten.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Any additional public comment of the same director B?
I just wanted to follow up with what Rachel said. Going to the iLead Conference of Senators will give you a chance to meet at least 300 or 400 club members will be there, and it will really put face to the ASU and Senate. And I think it could go a long way to helping your reputation. Not that you have a bad reputation, but it's always good to get out there and improve your reputation with the general student body, especially clubs and organizations who come into contact with the clubs and orgs board a lot, but may not contact their senators about things, right? Because they feel like they have one go-to place when they really have you as well. So I think that would be good. And Mia left, but you're right here. So Welcome Back Week is quickly approaching. Biggest Little Festival is quickly approaching. As student government officers, there is an expectation and a hope that you will volunteer for some of these opportunities to help out at the Biggest Little Festival. We always need hands. The pancake feed. There's an event almost every day, and it's also a great chance to wear your ASUN polos if you have them by then, what college you're from. And, you know, we'll probably have 5,500 students at Biggest Little Festival, have somewhere in the neighborhood of 6,000 students at Wolfett Down. This is a great chance for you to meet a ton of students, too. So it's I know you've been elected, but it doesn't mean that you have to stop reaching out to students and meeting them where they're going instead of waiting in the Senate chamber, in the Senate offices to find them. So the other thing you can do, too, is go to club events. There's a whole bunch of them at the beginning of school, and walk around and talk to people there.
Yeah, and I would add on to that, too, and say that, you know, meeting with a club, if you have academically focused clubs under your college, is super beneficial. Last year, with the College of Education, I met with the U of NEA every week, and it was really great to collaborate with them on certain initiatives that the college was doing. So I would totally recommend, even if they don't reach out to you, to reach out to them and ask if you can attend their meetings or just start going when the fall semester starts. But are there any questions for Dr. B? No. Any additional public comments? All right. Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 6, the nominations for the open seat of the College of Engineering. If you read the attached memo, we have Ann Chalmer and Michael Thomas, who is on the webcam. First, we'll go into reports, though. The report of the president.
Hey, guys. How's everyone?
Good.
Pretty good. Sweet. So, I've been good. I've been presenting to orientation groups on getting civically engaged. Been trying to get my own personal speech going, even though it's about the end of orientation, but it's a pretty hard speech to do. I've also been working with Director of Sustainability McNeese on ideas that Sandy threw out to him, and reaching out to other student body presidents that I met at a conference at the beginning of the summer and seeing what they're doing. I also looked into different ways that we can do our elections and our orientation for our presentation. They gave me a lot of ideas and feedback on what they do on their individual college campuses. What else am I doing? Sorry, I just got off work, so I had to like quickly come up with some stuff. But I worked with Precious on Pride. Shout out to Precious. I was talking to Ricky the other day from the center, and he was so very impressed with how Pride went and how many people came. So I'd like to give her a round. And I'm meeting today with Senator Kirkendall, Speaker Jackson, and Director Benjo about creating her department. So expect that on the next agenda. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all we have. We haven't had any new meetings about the expansion of the Crowley Student Union. We left on the fact that we wanted to get more department heads in there, Speaker Jackson and I both. So, yeah, we're right. Any questions?
Questions? All right, thank you. Report of the Vice President.
everyone. Great to see you. So to start off, tomorrow I get to attend the Nevada State Youth Leadership Summit, and that's put on for a bunch of sophomore and junior high school students and some of the Dean Future Scholars, and basically we're going to be doing a big reception for them and having a networking opportunity for those type of students. Other than that, before I touch on orientation, I did want to recognize Senator Kirkendall for being the only senator to help with orientation or do one of the getting involved. Thank you. So the candy had your name on it, so I had to get it. Awesome. But with that said, there is two more sessions. So there is an overnight session that starts tomorrow and goes to it's Thursday, Friday, and then we also have one that's going to be a transfer session one on July 31st. So July 27th, that's tomorrow. Is there anyone that's interested with doing the parent session from 2:45 to 3:50 with Brandon Wahlberg? Okay. Over here too. Perfect. Thank you, guys. And then July 28th, the student session, and this is the last overnight student session, from 10:20 to 11:55 with myself and Chief of Staff Bradley. We will teach you everything like we say. Anyone? Perfect. Thank you. And then the transfer session, July 31st, we can talk about this one. It's 10:05 to 11:05, and I'll write you guys about that. But other than that, I also have been talking with Enid Jennings and the Student Health Services to get an event going for the first 2 weeks, for the second week of school. That's going to really focus on educating students on STD testing and different things about their sexual activity and different tools that they can use on campus. So look forward to sharing that event with you guys. It has a really fun name, but I can't announce it yet. But that really is all I have. Is there any questions for me?
Any questions? No? Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Chief of Staff Bradley?
Alrighty. A couple things for you guys. So, yeah, Dr. Beatty's comment about the polos, they will hopefully be here by the time we start Welcome Back Week. They did come, they're just the wrong polo altogether, so we had to negotiate to get the ones we've ordered. So those will be coming soon. Hopefully we can negotiate it to where we can keep both, because they are embroidered with your guys' names on them, and they're kind of worthless to anybody else, so we're going to try to negotiate a deal out of that. Also, we have retreat coming up. Thank you to everybody for finally filling out the WooFoo for me. I know I had to hunt down a couple of you, but that's all said and done. We have everybody that we need. That's been a big stress getting the amount of people we need for that. We ordered t-shirts yesterday and bags also, so there's a couple of goodies coming. We're having a service project the last day with Keep Tahoe Blue, so that's something exciting that I think a lot of people will enjoy. And with the Nevada Fit people, we're going to be working with you guys to see kind of how we can get you guys involved with retreat still. I know that a couple of you can only come the first day. We're going to see about different transportation so that you can at least come to Tahoe as well. Just keep on the lookout. Hannah and I are working on that mostly. And the panel's full. It's looking really great. We have some really solid community members that are going to dedicate their time with us. So make sure to be on your best behavior the first day. They're going to be really excited to work with us, and I'm really excited for us to kind of get the insight from these leaders in our community here. Moving on to internships, we've had over 350 interested freshmen alone. That's not even hitting the sophomores, juniors, seniors who might be also interested. I don't have exact numbers of the number who have applied, but from a pool of 350 who say they're interested, I think we're going to have a really good group of students this year. And I've been meeting with the assistant directors individually to kind of see where they're at with their agendas and their syllabus for the year, seeing if they need any help, and they're all doing really well with that too. And I've been sending out the listservs. Orientation, you guys know I'm pushing with Vice President Atienza to get more and more people not only to learn the presentation, but to do it and to be helping out. We only have a couple more. I think the summer's going pretty well, pretty smoothly. And I've been also helping with President Texera on the 100-hour challenge with the community service portion of that, also fashion. And then Hannah and I have been working on the Women in Leadership conference that we're planning. That's going to be hopefully at the end of November. We're doing like a half-day
small group, you know, really pushing women to feel comfortable in their own skin, to run for office, and to take, you know, more leadership positions on campus and within the community. We had a couple meetings with Kylie Rowe and Britton.
Griffith Douglas.
She works with the city. Yeah, she's really great. And then Amy. So we're just really working on all of that and just getting sponsors and our team together right now. And then last but not least, been working on parking permits with Director McNeese on how to simplify our parking permit system and to reduce the amount of plastic that we use with them. If you can kind of spin it that way. If you guys have any questions, just let me know. I'm really receptive with the emails, so feel free to text me or email me pretty quick on that. So
great. Thank you. Any questions for Chief of Staff Riley? All right. Do we have Director McNeese's report or not this week? Okay, well, if he comes later, we can do his report when he gets here. Do we have the director of PR's report? Or President Texera, do you have anyone else's report? That's not here. Okay. Let's see. Director of programming.
Okay, so the training of all of my programmers has been completed, so all of the events for Welcome Week and Homecoming have been distributed. They're hard working on those. BLF is all I think about, so as always, Kyle, Austin, Dr. Beatty, and myself are working hard on BLF. Ticket sales will be happening August 1st, fingers crossed. We're just waiting on the handbills to be printed from Inkwatt, so encourage all of your constituents to go purchase a ticket for BLF. We'll be dropping names as soon as all contracts are signed in one big swoop. It's going to be very exciting. I'm also working with Inkwatt to get a poll out to all the students in regards to the genre of the spring concert. I know it's early to be thinking about this, but if I want a big name, I have to start now. So also keep out a lookout for that. And the last summer barbecue is tomorrow. Thank you to all that have been helping so far. It's not going unnoticed. There is a poll on the 85th session Facebook page, so if you can volunteer, please, please, please volunteer. My whole department's out of town, and I have class from 10 to noon, so it's going to be a great day. And then in regards to all the volunteer opportunities that Dr. Beatty mentioned, everything will be on gift poll, so I will give you all a heads up when that all goes on gift poll, so you all have the opportunity to volunteer first and foremost. And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you. Any questions? All right. Director of Diversity and Inclusion.
Hello, everyone. So, first of all, I would like to thank whoever came out for Pride 2017. Attendance doubled from last year, so that was really good, and we're hearing nothing but good things. Also, there are more Pride flags if anyone wants them in the office. So, yeah. So, I'm working with diversity initiatives. We are setting up a meeting to start discussing the 2018 Northern Nevada Diversity Summit, so that will be exciting. But they do have a date. It's going to be April 12, 2018, but we are in the beginning planning stages of that, so there's not really much to go from right now. Also, I have been in contact with a club here on campus called Our Story, and it is a club where people share personal stories, and the goal is kind of to shed light on some issues and so people can share things that they've gone through. So I've been talking with them. They want to host an event with ASUN on like a speaking engagement type night where we bring in some people, some keynote speakers to kind of share. And so we are working on that. And I have also been emailing with the president of the International Club about planning Night of All Nations with them. The date is going to be Friday, November 17th, 2017. So that's going to be approaching when school starts. And so, I'm going to meet with her to kind of discuss how ASUN can contribute to this event and help out. And as far as retreats, I have been kind of coming up with a little activity on the diversity side for us to do. So it should be fun. And,
commenting on how cool the shirts were and how awesome it was that we had such a huge presence there. So we really made an impact, and that's all thanks to the work that Director Benjamin did. So Great. I just want to say, too, that make sure you guys are paying attention to the SAS and all the requirements of the executive board officers. A lot of them are required to report to the Senate at least every other week, or, you know, some have different time requirements. So I'm taking note of everyone that's here and giving their report or emailing their report to me, but I would encourage all of you to also take note of that as well and just to pay attention to, you know, those requirements and who's here. Also, you know, we've been sending you guys all of the goals and the platforms of everyone. That's really for you to use as a tool throughout the entire year. So when people do come up and give their reports, that you can ask them questions on things that they said that they were going to do at the very beginning and to follow up on those things. So just make sure that during these reports, it's a really important time for us to keep each other accountable. So pay attention to that. Yeah? Any questions? No? All right. We'll move into agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? All right. Seeing none, moving to agenda item 10, motions to fast track. Appointments, I'm seeking a motion to approve nominations A through D. You could also do this by unanimous consent if you wish to. Senator Sullivan?
I move to approve nominations A through D by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the motion to fast track is approved. Moving to agenda item 11, approval of appointments of senators and ASUN officials. First, we are going to be doing the special election of the College of Engineering senator, which is super exciting. So the nominations are as follows: Ian Trollmer and Michael Thomas. So the first nominee is the first one on the agenda, Ian. Chief of Staff Bradley, if you could please mute Michael. He's on the camera right now. All right. And Ian, I would like to invite you up here, and you can sit right here.
Sure.
You're going to have 10 minutes to present to the body, followed by a 10-minute question and answer period. So whenever you're ready, you can begin.
Cool.
Of course.
My name is Ian. As I'm sure you guys already know, I applied to fill the vacant engineering exempt position. So when I was preparing this presentation, the first thing I thought to do was read the ASUN mission statement and the SAS. And it goes like, the first bit is about maximizing the educational experience for every student in Nevada. And then the second bit is about making sure that the official positions provide a learning experience for effective leadership, strong integrity, and a conviction for public service. So my personal interpretation of that was, I value hard work a lot, but when you're a student at Nevada, or any university for that matter, it's more than just a day job that you just show up and work at. University has this effect when you're a student, and it's pervasive, and it reaches into every dimension of your life. And so it's not an educational experience alone anymore, it's a holistic life experience. And so that's why I believe it's ASUN's responsibility, as well as the university's, to make sure that the students receive the best possible services, as well as the faculty and staff. In addition to that, I also think it's the university's responsibility to make sure that the students who come through and pass through these programs that the university offers, they come out well-rounded, both in education and character. This is part of the reason why, for example, we have engineering students take CH courses. In short, basically, I want to be a senator because I want to contribute towards making the University of Nevada as good as it can be. And I want to help make that student experience as enjoyable and as engaging as possible for as many people as possible, all while preparing them to go out to the outside world and make that world a better place. So I have that desire, but the reason that I think Senate is the best fit for it is because of the communication skills required. The way I see it, the most important skill you need to succeed as a senator is the good communication skills, because you have to talk to other senators, probably faculty and director departments, chairs and stuff, as well as the constituents themselves, the students, maybe in or outside of your college. And I personally believe that I have good communication skills. It's a personal strength of mine, and it's a skill that I'm always looking to develop further. It's part of the reason why I serve as a past leader for the tutoring center. Multiple times each week, I just open up a classroom, and anybody can walk in, and they can ask me to teach them calculus. And I deal with students of varying levels of like English literacy or varying levels of like math education from all different backgrounds, and I'm able to help all of them. So given that I have a desire to make the university a better place to be and an enthusiasm for dealing with people, I think Bessen and I would make a great fit. As far as the committees go, I look through them, and the ones that I'm most interested in are primarily civic engagement and secondarily university affairs. So for civic engagement, I read the description online, and basically what I gathered from that was it's like an event planning team whose primary purpose is to get students more involved in volunteerism, as well as increasing their participation in student government. So I see that as two sections, event planning and civic duty. When it comes to event planning, I'm very confident in my ability to design, promote, and then execute fun, enjoyable, engaging events for pretty much anybody. And most of that comes from my experience with our club on campus, Nevada Esports. My work as their director of community and more recently vice president has been almost directly related to setting up our Welcome Week LAN and Break the Internet events in the fall and spring, respectively, which consistently bring in around 300 people. And then when it comes to civic duty, I'm not really a stranger to that either. My involvement with the honors program led me through the service learning. And service learning, if you're not familiar, is basically you draw out of a hat and then you have to volunteer there for at least 20 hours and then you have to write an essay on it. When I drew out of that hat, I got High Desert Farming Initiative, which is a university-owned farm, which is probably the furthest you can get from my major, electrical engineering. And I was really hesitant to go through that. I was like thinking, like, maybe I should just go to the bike shop or something and trade with somebody, but I couldn't do that. So what happened there was I walked in, and then I started harvesting lettuce, and I gave it to the DC. I picked peppers, and I gave it to the school district. I bundled herbs and sold it to local buyers at farm stand, and then I took everything else we had and I gave it to Catholic charities and a homeless shelter. And what happened there was I put in my time, energy, and effort towards making the community around me a better place, but at the same time, I bettered myself because I was learning and practicing new skills that I didn't have before, and I was meeting new people and new types of people that I would have never been exposed to. The end result was I was immersed and exposed to a completely different dimension of life that I would have never gotten to experience otherwise, and that actually ended up drastically shifting where my career goals were as an engineering student. So although I was apprehensive at first about the service learning program, I quickly grew a very strong appreciation for it. And then I found that that was actually a huge aspect of what you guys call civic engagement here. The main issue, though, that I would like to tackle in Senate in the seat on the Committee of Civic Engagement would be the fact that there's a big lack in civic engagement from my fellow engineering undergraduates. I've talked to many people, and too many of them, for my taste at least, say, I don't want to do anything, I just want to walk in, I want to take my test, I want to get my degree, I want to talk to nobody, get out, and then make a break for the industry, get my job, make a lot of money, and die, I guess. And that's not anecdotal either, because I was looking at the statistics for like the voter turnout and stuff from this last spring election, and I don't have the numbers memorized, but I saw like all the other colleges were like 20, 25, maybe 28%, but then engineering was floating around like 15. And I didn't like seeing that. I wondered like what happened there for that to happen. The way I see it though is civic engagement and the exposure that service learning provides actually has the potential to become a very important element of engineering education. It can make students more aware of their community and how the technical skills they're learning in college can go on to contribute and benefit the society around them. In addition, it can also make them more aware of the impact that the technology that they produce has on the world at large. So in my eyes, the ideal engineer, he has strong communication skills, and he has a very acute awareness of how his work affects the world around him, and then he has a very strong sense of ethics to make sure that any changes he makes are beneficial to the people. It's a lot more than just math. So as far as how I'm going to make that happen, I have a couple ideas in mind. I have researched, I looked online and found a lot of articles actually, because people are starting to talk more about like engineering and civic engagement, including like maybe a course you take or research stipends, etc. But at the moment, I just have the idea of talking to some people. I have in mind Dr. Valentine, director of the Honors Department. I know she has multiple books on the topic of getting people more involved on campus and more specifically on the civic engagement stuff where they contribute into like local school politics, that kind of thing. I've also talked to Dr. Padali, chair of the electrical engineering department, before on the importance of having a well-rounded student and a well-rounded education and the kind of people that produces for the world's benefit overall. And then I was hoping that as a senator, I can also talk to you guys to figure out the details for what we can do to make sure that the students in the College of Engineering are more engaged in a couple years' time.
Great.
And that's about it, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll open it up to questions. Are there any questions for the candidate? Senator
Fuentes? So I liked what, how you talked about civic engagement. It seems like you've done a lot of research and like to why we want to prompt engineers to be part of that movement. I was wondering if you had any specific goals on how to like start getting them motivated to do so. Like, how would you address the lack thereof within your own college? Like, if you have any specific ideas.
Specific ideas right now?
Yeah.
That was something that I was hoping to refine by talking to the chair, Dr. Padali, as well as Dr. Valentine. Some of the ideas that like I didn't come up with, but I read online, were really interesting. One of them was making a class, like we have the ethics class right now, right? Engineering 301, but we don't really ask people to do service learning within engineering. And I'm not sure if it would be reasonable to do so, but I think something like that would be a good start. Maybe encouraging the professors to stress that emphasis and maybe incentivizing students to go out and volunteer in areas that maybe don't directly relate to engineering, but could potentially benefit them as individuals.
Other questions? Senator Bussman.
So aside from civic engagement, are there any other big opportunities or issues that you've noticed within your college that you'd like to work at?
That was a secondary one, the university affairs thing. I really appreciate all the services that this university provides. But when it comes to engineering, something that I would have really appreciated that I've thought about time and again since my orientation was I really wish somebody sat down and gave me a complete list of all the services they provide, both just as a student but also as an engineering student. I didn't know about the ECC until like my third semester, and I don't know if that's my fault, but I think that things could be done better there. In addition, I have a problem with advising because from my information as well, the person who constructed my schedule for me when I was doing that orientation advising, that wound up like putting me back a semester, and I felt like, I've talked to like Sarita and stuff then, right, the actual engineering advisors, and they know exactly what they're talking about. So that's like one minor, almost petty issue that I'm really concerned about is making sure that the advising is actually helping you rather than hurting you, and making sure that students are very aware of the services provided to them, as well as the clubs. For example, I didn't find out that we had a drone club, even though I've gone through like the list of clubs and orgs on the website like a couple times, just page by page, just to see like what am I interested in, right? I didn't know we had a drone club. I don't know if I passed it over, but I didn't find out we had a drone club until a couple weeks ago when I sat down next to a member at an ELC meeting, and I asked, hey, Marshall, why are you here? And he said, oh, I'm for the drone club. And I said, like, it's a drone club? So it's kind of like the information isn't permeated enough.
Please let the record show that Senators Cammy Lee and Senator Cynthia Lee entered the room at 5:39 p.m. Any other questions for the candidate? Senator Martinez.
Will you be able to meet every single Wednesday at 5:30 next semester?
Yes, I can.
Other questions? Sarah Kirkendall.
So I'd just like to ask, and I don't know exactly if you would have the answer to this, but can you explain your hesitancy when you first applied for the position, why you decided to drop and then reapply?
Yeah, of course. So I was thinking about applying, and then I asked Group B, because I know Group B, and he was like the only person I knew in ASUN, and he was also a College of Engineering Senator in the past. So I asked him, should I apply for this? And he said, oh yes, 100%, absolutely, go do it. And I was like, okay. So I read the cover letter, submitted my resume and stuff, and then I was getting ready and stuff, and then I saw the agenda, and I saw Group B's name on the ballot. And I sat there and I thought, I have a lot of respect for Group B, and I know that this is like his thing, he's really good at it. And I didn't even want to come in if it meant that like if I got the position and Group B didn't, I would feel really bad, because I have a lot of respect for him. That was the main thing. So I sent Hannah an email, and I said, hey, I'd like to resign on the behalf that I think Kirby would be a better candidate, because I feel like he could do more with the position than I could, just hands down. So I resigned, and then I got the email a couple days later saying that you guys didn't end up picking anybody. So then I asked Kirby, I was like, hey, what's up with that? And he was like, oh, I also resigned, and I was like, what? So once the application was reopened, I just reapplied and came in this time.
Other questions for the candidate? Sir Martina.
Just as something for the future, engineering sometimes has a problem with filling its seat. And I know you're talking a lot about like service and civic engagement being incorporated within the engineering department, but is there a way you can kind of incorporate ASUN as well to encourage engineering students to run for these seats so that way one isn't vacant during election time?
Yeah, absolutely, because if you can convince people that the civic engagement stuff is important, then they'll see the value of contributing to ASUN, which is why I'm here in the first place. So if you can do a good enough job of getting people involved, then they'll believe in that idea, and then I feel inevitably ASUN seats will start to get filled by engineering students.
Other questions? All right. Seeing no other questions, we're going to hear from the other candidate. We ask that you leave the room at this time, but you're not required to feel about it.
Okay.
All right. All right. If we could take our other candidate off mute. Hi, Michael. Are you on? Hi, Michael. Can you hear me? Is it not working?
Just to have a little bit of fairness, did that candidate get the choice to listen in on the...
I had told him before that while the other candidate was speaking, his mic would be muted.
Why?
So we talked about it before.
Why?
Carissa, maybe if you want to try calling him too.
How can he hear us?
I mean, like on the phone.
Yeah. Well, remember that Joe's family put a different.
Yeah. Dr. Beatty, could we call the Joe and ask if someone could help us? Because he was trying to make the sound better, but there might have been disconnected in the meantime. While we're waiting, Andrea, can we move to do some? Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, we can hear him.
Going, everyone. So what do I have for you today? So an update on the student tailgate thing with the Joe. So it turns out, in the first place, it wasn't even a tailgate that was originally being put on by the Joe. It was being put on by Wiegand. And just throughout the meetings and throughout the talks, everything got delineated and the Joe kind of took over. So I met with athletics and they were kind of on the same page with us that initially, you know, they didn't really want to get involved. So because of that, went to the meeting, let everybody know that for now, Blue Crew will not be getting involved. But, you know, we did tell them that if the first couple of tailgates go well and students like it and, you know, it's a hit, then we'll gladly get involved and contribute. So that's where we stand with that. With athletics, I had a meeting with them, I think, a week or two ago, and it went really well. They really are on the same page with us with kind of what we want to do with changing it up a little bit and supporting those underrepresented sports. That's awesome, just because that's been such a big problem in the past, is just kind of a lack of communication between us and the athletic department, so that's huge. We will be having an event during Welcome Week. It's going to be Tuesday, August 29th, and what we're going to try to do is get some athletes out there along with some other stuff, so that will be pretty cool. The all-sports calendar is in the process of getting, you know, put together, compiled. We're hoping to hand that out. And
I can hear you guys now.
Yay!
So that'll be good. We're really excited about that. And, yeah, hopefully after today, I will have a full board, and I'm excited.
You guys hear me all right?
Yeah, that's all I got. Any questions?
Great. Any questions for Director Mason? All right, seeing none, thank you very much.
Okay.
Are we having the video? Is the video camera working? It was working earlier before the meeting, so.
I do, but I don't think it's working at the moment.
President Texera, on the very top, there should be a button that says share your screen.
His video is not working. It's not ours. It isn't working.
Okay.
Can you see us?
Or next to his name, there's the little video camera. So if you press that, it will send him a webcam request.
No, like his video camera on his side isn't working.
It was working before the meeting, though, so I'm wondering.
Yeah, I can't get it to work anymore.
Okay. I sent you a request last time, so let's just see if that works. And if it doesn't, we'll use audio, but... We haven't gotten the video, but, I mean, it'll be fine with the audio. But we had it, it was working before the meeting. That's just, it's weird. Okay, well, we can go ahead and start with the audio, if that's okay with you, Michael.
Mike, you with audio?
Yeah, of course.
All right, okay. Okay, you're going to have 10 minutes to present to the body, followed by a 10-minute question and answer period. So whenever you're ready, you can begin.
Awesome, sounds good.
Yep, so go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right, I'd like to start off with a mission from the statutes of the Associated Students. A senator, elected by peers in the college of his or her major, serves a broad set of functions within the association. However, the primary role of the senator is that of legislator, amending and generating bills and resolutions which best reflect the needs and voices of the students during his or her term as senator. Senators must maintain a GPA consistent with the requirements of the Constitution from an institution of higher education. I'd like the body to know I've read this and I completely understand it. So hello everyone, my name is Michael Thomas. This coming semester, I will be a junior, majoring in computer science and engineering and minoring in mathematics. I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I attended Silverado High School and graduated in the class of 2015. At Silverado, I held several leadership positions. My senior year, I was the captain of the track and field team. I was also elected treasurer of the National Honor Society. In both leadership roles, I had many responsibilities and was in charge of many other individuals. Some of my responsibilities included keeping all other students and members up to date and familiar with all new and important information, as well as coming up with ways to consistently keep members involved within each organization. I would also be responsible for collecting money to be used for various expenses, as well as organizing numerous volunteer and fundraising opportunities. Deciding to become involved with my high school was one of the best decisions I've ever made. The one thing I do regret, however, was not being involved with the center of it all, the student government, which is why I'm here today. I would absolutely love to have the opportunity to serve as leader of my university's student government. I believe that my past leadership experience would make me a great candidate to serve as a senator for the College of Engineering. I am also passionate about my field of study, and I would love to have the opportunity to represent the College of Engineering. There are several goals that I have as elected senator. I would like to create a connection between the College of Engineering students and ASUN by creating more events and opportunities for engineering students. I would also like to create awareness of student involvement within ASUN. I would like to apply differential fees to fund greater access to undergraduate tutoring, such as better hours at the Engineering Tutoring Center, and possibly funding the Math Center to provide tutoring on popular engineering subjects. effects. Engineering is not an easy subject, and as a student taking high-level engineering classes, I believe that students enrolled in the College of Engineering should have access to more resources. I would also like to help educate engineering students on what to expect after graduation. Using my intern experience from this summer of working alongside many different kinds of engineers and having engineers come into lectures of every discipline as guest engineers would be great. I would also like to get engineering students to run for Senate by going to engineering clubs and getting them to run for Senate next year. If elected, I would likely sit on the academics and the budget and finance committees. I would consider myself an academically inclined person and would love to have a say in what academic laws this university sees. As I have previous experience handling budgets as a treasurer, I would like to use that experience to benefit the budget and finance committees. I would like to serve my constituents as best as I can. I plan on reaching out to all engineering students by emailing and creating signs across campus that inform students of when events are, as well as any other helpful and important information to help engineering students get involved. And that's it.
Is it not working, or is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to move into question and answer period. Are there any questions for the candidate at this time? Senator Kirkendall.
Can you hear us? First of all, down here. Okay, I'll talk a little louder. So, one of your goals was to create more events for engineering students on campus, and I was just wondering if you had, I don't know, like an idea that you thought of, just to kind of narrow it down just a little bit.
So I haven't thought of a lot right now. Some ideas that I came up with are just generally events at the moment. Barbecues, cookouts, and then also some engineering-related things. Such as, like, for computer science students, hackathons, where people get together and code. For other disciplines, I would have to talk to other types of engineers to see what they would like.
Other questions? Senator Martinez?
Yes.
Will you be available Wednesdays at 5:30 next semester?
Of course.
Senator Flangus?
So this question was asked the last candidate, so I just want to hear yours say as well. There's been a little bit of disconnect between ASUN and the College of Engineering in the sense that there's been like an open seat. So we're wondering how you're gonna like bridge the gap between engineering students and ASUN, like specifically maybe trying to get them involved in ASUN.
Yeah, that's actually one thing I definitely wanted to address. One huge thing I noticed as a student of the College of Engineering was just the gap between the College of Engineering and ASUN. When I go into any engineering building, I never see anything with ASUN or any events or anything. So definitely something we could work on.
Other questions? Senator Lee?
Oh, in your speech you mentioned that you wanted better tutoring hours and to widen the subjects taught by the Math Center. Have you talked to any students on like what engineering subjects should be taught at the Math Center?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So in your speech you mentioned that you wanted like a wider tutoring hours and then to widen the subjects taught by the Math Center. So have you talked to any students regarding like what engineering classes should be taught?
I'm so sorry. One more time.
You can even move closer to there if you want.
So I'm just wondering, like, what subjects that you wanted to like include in addition to the subjects taught by the Math Center to help engineering.
Okay. So I've gone into the Math Center multiple times. There's classes like circuits, basic computer science classes. Circuits, EE220 is one class that almost every engineering student has to take, and this is one subject they don't cover, and it's a really hard class. from my experience. So engineering classes that hundreds and hundreds of kids have to take per semester, and including these classes at the Math Center would definitely be a great idea.
Other questions? Senator Bussman?
So you mentioned in your platform that you'd like to change a little bit about the curriculum as far as real-world applications go. Have you spoken to any professors about that topic, or what drove you to include that in your platform?
It's not something I've spoken to other professors about. It's more something I came across this summer, because what I always thought of with engineering job is just like, you know, sitting at a desk, or for computer science, sitting at a desk, or for other engineering disciplines, you know, looking at schematics, developing designs, and all that kind of stuff. But that's definitely a big picture, but there's so much more to that too. Like, every, it's just a lot of things I never expected were in, like, in the actual industry that you do. So, something that, and definitely, I think other people should know about.
All right, other questions? Senator Lee?
If I was, oh, can you hear me? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I was mistaken, the Delamar Library has their own tutoring center separate from the Math Center. And why would you want to expand the hours of the Math Center rather than the tutoring center specific to engineers?
Well, the Math Center, its hours are pretty confined right now. Definitely expanding though, with having access during weekends when people are definitely probably more available would be a really good thing, in my opinion.
Senator Lee?
Not everyone needs access to the Math Center. Well, the Math Center is important, but specifically engineers, they would need more hours in the Math Center, so I'm still confused in why you would want to expand the Math Center's hours when you can just expand the Delamar Library's hours.
Well, that is another thing that I could definitely work on.
All right. Let's make sure we're not delving too much into the specifics, but we're just asking the candidate, you know, questions about their platform, their qualifications. Any other questions? All right. Okay. Seeing none, we're going to move into our discussion period. Michael, I'm going to give you the option. Under Nevada open meeting law, you're not required to leave the room during this time, but we could mute your mic if you wish to.
Okay, you can do that.
Okay. We'll be muting your mic then. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And I want to apologize to everyone really quick for being on my phone. I was double checking on some meeting law stuff to make sure that we're making this fair and we're doing everything right. So I'm really sorry about that. But we'll move into our discussion period. So discussion on either of the candidates. Senator Femmel?
I'll say for candidate Schwalmer, I believe he has a very wide set of experience with his experience being a past leader, working with students one-on-one on academic issues. Being the vice president of that esports committee and experience with hosting events where he said that over 300 people were in attendance, and then also his passion for volunteerism. I think he has a lot of diverse set of backgrounds in which he has experience, which I think would make him a great asset for us.
Other points of discussion? Senator Mall?
So going off the second candidate, his platform was a lot more CS-based rather than the entire College of Engineering. You mentioned chug-outs, which the CS department already does, hackathons, which already happened. And you mentioned ASUN, there's nothing in the engineering building. There's a TV on the first floor that you take to go to the second floor where it has everything ASUN related on there, like just like the TVs out here. And a lot of the flyers and stuff are still on there. So I'm not quite sure what he was referring to when he said there was nothing ASUN related in there. Then from there, I think very confused on the Math Center and the Engineering Tutoring Center because it got moved. It's not in the Delamar campus. But a lot of the engineering classes, such as circuits and higher level CS classes, those are in the engineering tutoring center as a whole. Their hours are pretty much like on a Google calendar, and each tutor has their designated class that they teach. So just kind of like to sum it up, the first candidate definitely had more of like the broad sense of what an engineer, their mindset is at this moment, and where he would like to see it go.
Great. Other questions? I mean, points in discussion, sorry. Senator Bussman.
Candidate Chalmer seemed to have really specific goals, and he obviously did his homework because everything that he said about what the Senate currently does was really specific, and it seems like he has already a good grasp on how this job works.
Great. Other points of discussion? Senator Sullivan?
I like Candidate Thomas's ideas of how we would reach out to students to get them more involved in ASUN. Like, both candidates talked about this being a huge issue. No voting or no running for the positions, obviously, is why there's a vacancy. He said that he would actually email his constituents, put up posters in more areas that is, like, ASUN's presence is more profound in engineering areas. And then also even going to engineering clubs to try and grow their involvement in ASUN. Those are all good ideas.
Senator Flangus.
I also like just kind of feeding off of that. I liked his like comments about like real world application aspects in the classroom and like kind of pushing that like in the classroom, like guest speakers, like how is engineering going to translate into the field? I'm not in the College of Engineering, obviously, but just like it sounded like something that's catering to like higher graduation and job rates, which is something that we're always trying to push for our students. So like I think that's a really like concrete but also attainable goal that's like very much targeting those engineering students. So it's something to be noted. He like definitely had that in his like cover letter, and it's, I think, something to be noted.
Okay. And just for clarity in the discussion and clarity in the minutes, could you guys refer to the candidate that you're talking about by Chalmer or Thomas when you're talking about them, when you make a comment, just for minutes' sake? Other points of discussion? Senator Martinez?
Through the speaker to Senator Maul, I believe, are you the current only engineering student here right now, or engineering senator? Yes. So you found, candidate Thalmer to be having like more realistic goals that could be applied to the College of Engineering over candidate Thomas, is what I'm interpreting, or I may be wrong, maybe you see them both equally, just so I can get a sense or an idea, because again, I... College of Liberal Arts. very different.
He definitely had like the very broad sense of the entire college as a whole. The second candidate, I felt like he focused solely on computer science as much as it could go. And looking back, I believe Senator Say is a chemical engineer, and I'm a computer science engineer, and having a different, he was a different one out of the two engineers, so it could be kind of cool to kind of have three different majors actually focusing in on the bigger issue rather than just having two majors.
Other points of discussion? Anything else? All right, seeing none, we're going to move into a roll call vote for selecting a candidate. When your name is called, please designate the nominee of your choice by their last name. So that's either Chalmer, which was our first candidate, or Thomas, which was our second candidate. If you are not here for the entire duration of the special election, I would encourage you to abstain. All right, well, we'll move into that. We want to go roll call.
Senator Bussman?
Chalmer.
Senator Camilly? Senator Cook?
Thomas.
Senator Cynthia Lee?
I abstain from the vote as well.
Senator Compton?
Thomas.
Senator Flangus?
Thomas.
Senator Kirkendall?
Chalmer.
Senator Lippe?
Chalmer.
Senator Ma?
Chalmer.
Senator Maul?
Chalmer.
Senator Martinez?
Thomas.
Senator Panning-Benton?
Thomas.
What was that?
Thomas.
Senator Sarwar?
Chalmer.
Senator Smith?
Thomas.
Senator Sullivan?
Chalmer.
Thomas.
Senator Thummel.
Trawler.
We have a tie.
Hey, round two. Let's
go. So I have to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Candidate Trawler.
Trawler has a vote.
All right, candidate Trawler has received the majority vote. We will now vote on approving candidate Trawler to the office for the Senator College of Engineering. I'm seeking a motion to approve the nomination of candidate Trawler to the office of Senator for the College of Engineering. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Kristendahl.
I move to approve the nomination of candidate Trawler to the office of Senator for the College of Engineering.
Is there a second? Senator Thummel?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the motion? So remember, voting yes is approving this person. Voting no, we have a vacant seat again, and we are opening that application again. So just so you guys know. Okay, seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the nomination of candidate Trawler to the office of Senator for the College of Engineering, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? You have an abstention? Anyone? You say oi if you have an abstention. Yes? And motion carries. So if you want to put Michael back on speaker, we can. All right. Congratulations, candidate Trawler. You are a new senator for the College of Engineering. So if you want to come up here, we can swear you in. All right, raise your right hand and repeat after me.
All right.
I state your name.
I, Ian Trawler.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right, I'll give you this, and if you sign both of these copies and give them to the secretary, and then you can take a seat at the table.
Sure.
Yeah. You can do that. Okay. All right. Before we move into our next nomination, I'd like to do Director of Sustainability and McNeese's report. So if you want to move over a couple,
sure.
That'd be great. Just so I'm not sure.
Hey guys, how you doing? Okay.
Sorry, good.
We're like PC no wings, so we're not doing great. Alright, so just to start off, I want to say I've spent most of this summer just doing a bunch of research, brainstorming, meeting with Sandy to just like throw some ideas, just to kind of see what we want to see come out of this position, what we think could be coming out of it, what should be. So there's a lot of things going on behind doors and stuff that I'm planning. I'm just waiting to tell you guys until we actually have a ball rolling, because a lot of them are still ideas at this point. But there are three major things that I've been working on. So the first one being I've been working with Dr. Sage Beal to improve recycling on campus. Basically, he wants to look into getting more recycling bins on campus. He believes that there's not enough. I agree with him. And we also are working to create a uniform recycling logo that pertains specifically to our campus. So we're looking at like Wolfpack recycling, something like that. So that way, it can be a logo that students can get to recognize instead of just seeing a blue bin and hoping that that's recycling. So we're doing that. We have Inkblot working on those. So once we get those out, I'll show you guys so you can check them out. Second is I've been working to build the infrastructure for SNF. We're just like completely scrapping it, starting from like scratch, just building it up from the bottom. I've been researching a lot of similar sustainability funds at different campuses, especially the University of Maryland. Their budget for sustainability is insane. So I've been watching what they've been kind of doing and just seeing how they set up their deadlines, timelines of how they disperse these funds. So how we would do it for our SNP program. And how they also make decisions in choosing whose proposals make them show the most promise. So I've just been looking at that and also what we want to see in the applications when students want to start applying to it. So just like what they're describing, what their mission is, what the problem is, how they plan on fixing that problem, if it's realistic, and if their budget's kind of aligned with that. So just what we want to see so we can make sure that it's successful. And I'll also be working with NOAA soon, too, to help, President Teixeira, to build a committee that oversees who gets passed through, who gets the funding, stuff like that, because we need a solid committee to be deciding that. And that's about it for that. Third biggest thing I've been working on is just making our events more sustainable, more specifically BLF, because that's right around the corner. So I just spoke with Director Pinnell, and we've just been like planning how we can do it. She already has water monsters, recyclable water bottles, stuff like that, so that's a really good start. She also has centralized garbage, so we can make recycling a little bit more easier at these events. And we're also looking into possibly creating some incentives for more sustainable efforts on campus using BLF tickets. So doing recycling events, things like that, or volunteer cleanups, things like that, where people can be entered in raffles for free BLF tickets. So it's a cool way for us to really put our name on these kind of efforts to kind of show that we're standing behind it. So those are the three biggest goals I've been working on.
I think that once you get more infrastructure built up for, you know, the sustainable aid that's happening with events, we could maybe partner up and have either the University of Affairs Committee or the Committee on Civic Engagement write some legislation to make those changes in the SAS so our events are sustainable for a long time, even after we're out of these positions. So maybe, like, during one of their first meetings, you can come speak to them about it, and we can work on some writing or some drafts of that. I think that would be pretty cool. Thanks for your report. Are there any questions for Director McNeese? All right. Seeing none, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll move into the nomination of Kate Hayden to the Office of Programmer for the Department of Blue Crew. I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Sullivan?
I move to approve the nomination of Kate Hayden to the Office of Programmer for the Department of Blue Crew.
Thank you. Is there a second? Senator Flangus?
I second.
I'd like to invite Director Nason up to present his nominee.
All right, so throughout Kate's interview, she was very energetic. You could tell just, you know, I could tell just talking to her and, you know, asking her the questions I was asking anybody else that she really wanted to be in that interview. She was just itching to be, you know, appointed, and she was very excited and enthusiastic. And another thing that was really big is her attention to detail in describing, you know, the goals of the department and where she wanted to see us along with her event idea. And that's something that the department has been lacking in the past that could definitely need. Additionally, probably the biggest thing that stuck out to me was the fact that not only did she want to be a Blue Crew programmer, but she was really excited to be involved in ASUN. And I just think that's really cool because in the past there's been a pretty significant disconnect between Blue Crew and the rest of the associated students. So with that.
Great, thank you. All right, you're going to have 5 minutes to present to the body, followed by a 5-minute question and answer period. Perfect. So whenever you're ready, you can begin.
Perfect. Hi, guys. I'm Kate, like Cole said. I really am excited for, you know, what you and I have offered with Blue Crew. I think it's a great way to get involved, and that's initially why I really wanted to apply to the position. It works with just about everyone. You know, it's not an exclusive group of people. It's university, which is a community, and that's something I really want to be a part of. I came here, I'm born and raised from Reno, Nevada, so that's why I chose UNR. I think it's a great school, and I just really wanted to get more involved. A few goals that I do have for this upcoming year is to really get students more engaged with underrepresented, like, sports. One idea that I had for an event was a barbecue or a cookout. It's a great way to get the students involved. You know, we love food. People love food. The community loves food. So you can target it to not just students, but the community as well. I think that would help to promote the other sports here that we have on campus. So that was just one idea that I did have. Some other goals are just to, you know, learn new skills and what it takes to become never really done anything like that, so I would love to work and just be a part of it all. So.
Okay. Is that all for your presentation?
Yeah.
Great. All right, we'll move into questions. Are there questions for the candidate? Senator Fleiss.
Can you tell us about a couple of things that you've been involved with on campus, like any of the things you've been involved with, just like kind of that?
I was briefly, like very briefly, in triathlon club. But I also did, I was a PacFit brand ambassador here when we had it for a short time. I don't know if they're still planning on continuing it through fall semester and on. And I'm also in Greek life here on campus, so I participate with a lot of like welcome back week and, you know, dorm storm, things like that. I think that'll also help contribute ideas because I've been a part of things here. So,
other questions? I think our constituents deserve more questions for the people that we're going to approve, so I'm not going to move on until we have more questions. Senator Martinez.
Is there a way you kind of have an idea of working with student athletes or like Nevada Athletics to kind of work with the students here at the university more?
Like, do you mean just like ideas?
Yeah, just ideas that you may have or something that you've seen at another university that you would possibly like to bring here.
Just like if ideas or?
Ideas.
Ooh, I'm trying to think of like athletes specifically. Maybe like have them, like the teammates be a part of maybe like the barbecues or cookouts. Not really. Oh, that's hard to think off the top of my head. I would say maybe things like events to get the students engaged with the teammates to know who they're cheering on. You know, you have big titles of, you know, the football players and the basketball players. People know who certain people are. But if you were to have events that we can maybe promote and create that involves the student athletes with, you know, everyone here on campus, I think that would be a great way to get to know who you're cheering for. It'll make you want to go to the things. You don't want to go watch someone if you don't know who's playing. You know, then it just becomes a Nevada team. But if you know, like, oh, that's my friend, like, you know her, you want to cheer on, you want to be there, I think that would really help to target sports that aren't as represented here on campus.
I have a question. So I know Director Nason, how did you submit like an event idea for when you're being interviewed? Could you share that with the body?
That was kind of what I touched on briefly, is maybe like a barbecue or cookout right before. Just sports here that we have, like I said, underrepresented sports, like the girls' soccer team. I think that'd be a great idea. It's a lot like tailgating, you know, it pumps the students up, it brings like pack pride and gets everyone together right before, gets everyone just going, and then you're always there. You can easily do it for like the soccer game behind the parking lot by like, is it Manville, like mm-hmm. medical area, like that's a big parking lot. It's where they do it for the football games. So that'd be a good tailgating area, and you could just do like a little barbecue and cookout, things like that.
Other questions, Sarah Lee?
Oh, is there like a specific timeline that you thought for the barbecues?
Maybe just like 2 hours before. Something simple, you know, something easy to do. You know, you could do like hot dogs and hamburgers, something super basic, and just really get people there before the game. And you could do it for important games, you know, something like UNLV. We all want to go to that stuff. You know, those are big schools to have rivalries against.
I have a question on this side, but I didn't get you, or are you withdrawing it? Senator Busman, and then Senator Perkins.
So I was wondering if there's any areas of importance that you've seen that Blue Crew going forward should put a focus on or improve upon?
I think we should really target, you know, promoting events towards sports that aren't really known for on campus. Like I said, everyone goes to the football games. Everyone goes to the basketball games. No one goes to, you know, we have, like, women's soccer, and, like, a lot of the women's sports teams, like, they're not recognized here as much. And I think getting students involved with every, like, sport we have here on campus would really be a great thing, not just basketball and football.
Sarah Kirkendall.
So, while I do agree, like, something like barbecue would be a great idea, one of my immediate concerns is how you get people to stay at those sporting events instead of having people, you know, grab the free stuff and then dip out. Like, what would be your solution to that problem that we see?
I would say maybe, like, everyone that's at the barbecue or whatnot, maybe you get a ticket for raffle, and then there's, like, at halftime or whatnot, there's something simple for everyone that stayed, but like you had to go to the tailgate or the cookout to get the little ticket, raffle ticket, and then they have to stay obviously for halftime or something like that. Maybe carry it like at the end of the game or things like that. Maybe at the cookout you could have bets, like you place your bet on which team you think is going to win, and you know there's a prize at the end of the game, stuff like that that'll make kids want to stay.
Senator Martinez?
I know you're new to ASUN and everything, but do you kind of have any like leadership experience in planning something or like a retreat with your friends or anything along those lines?
Not really here on campus. Like I said, I was a brand ambassador for a PAC that was a short-term thing, but it's not really. I haven't done a lot, and that's why I really want to be a part of this. Like I want to learn. It's a new experience, learn and develop new skills, meet new people. I think that ASUN has a lot to offer, and I would really love to be a part of it.
Other questions? Senator
Bussman. On the topic of bringing people out to less popular sporting events,
mm-hmm.
What do you think is the best way to do that?
Like I said, like food. That gets people so things like tailgating and barbecues and cookouts. Anything before, like right before the game, to get students there and get some pumped, you know, have the band, have cheerleading squad, have dance team and all that stuff, just get students there. You can promote it all throughout the week, do things like raffles, and I don't know, just really get students more involved and engaged, you know.
Other questions? All right, seeing none, we're going to move into our discussion period. We ask that you do leave the room at this time, but you're not required to enter Nevada if you want. All right, let's move into our discussion. Senator Kirkendall?
So, I will say that it was a little bit disappointing to only hear one idea come to the table, but after some questions being answered and thinking on the fly, I think that this is a great candidate for the position just because she's able to articulate like an idea right off the bat, so I think that's a great asset.
Senator Thummel?
Just to build up that also for the limited experience today, so for not having any concrete knowledge about the whole inner workings of the Associated Students, I think she did a very good job of questions on the spot.
Senator Mall?
You could easily tell she wants the job. Like she wants to be there. She wants to think on the fly and just actually do something.
Other points of discussion? Maybe some people that haven't talked yet today? Anyone on the phone have a point of discussion? Nope. Senator Sullivan?
I think our idea of a meet and greet and a raffle to keep people there and excited about the players was a good way to get them involved in underwatch sports.
Other points of discussion? Senator Bussman.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that she hasn't been involved with ASUM before because, above all, Blue Crew just targets students who are going to sporting events. So, as a student, she has the most relevant experience that you really need for that type of thing.
Other question, not questions, points of discussion. Anyone else? No? All right. Seeing none, we're going to move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the nomination of Kate Hayden to the Office of Programmer for the Department of Blue Crew, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, Kate. I state your name.
I, Kate Hayden.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
Well, congratulations. So if you can sign both of these copies and then give them to the secretary, that would be awesome. Yay! Item 14, the first reading of legislation. We have one on the agenda today, and that's Senate Bill 85, an act to use capital funds to repair the intramural field scoreboard. I'm seeking a motion to fast track, and remember you can do this by unanimous consent as well. agenda item 15. Senator Plankus.
I move to fast track Senate Bill 85, an act to use capital funds to repair the intramural fields scoreboard by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion to fast track? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving to agenda item 17, second reading of legislation. I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Thummel.
I move to approve Senate Bill 85, an act to use capital funds to repair the intramural fields scoreboard.
Is there a second? Senator Lee.
I second.
Great. Senator Kirkendall, I'd love to give you the opportunity to present this piece of legislation.
Okay. So basically, this piece of legislation is to move money from the capital fund to repair the scoreboard. Pretty straightforward. The actual cost is $3,340, but because we have to have a 10% contingency for all capital funds or capital requests, an additional $334. So it brings it out to $3,674. This money would be coming from the capital fund, which, for anyone that isn't aware, that's money contributed by the Wolf Shop, their excess revenues. And let me bring up the balance. So I asked Director Rodriguez just what the sitting balance is right now, and we have $161,697.62 in the capital fund right now, so we're more than capable to fund it. Any questions?
Yep. Please let the record show that Senator Martinez left the room at 6:27 p.m. Are there any questions for Senator Kirkendall or discussions on the piece of legislation? All right. Seeing none, we're going to move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Bill 85, an act to use capital funds to repair the intramural field scoreboard, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. All right. We'll move into agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Chief of Staff Bradley.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys about this a couple weeks ago. But I have a meeting with Daniel Fred, so like Green Dot training. They asked to have the senators like really involved with Green Dot this year and getting your colleges to really participate. And faculty and staff. So I'll give you guys a little bit more information about that, but I just want to kind of drop that ball of what you'll be hearing from me soon. But basically just really trying to get more people from your colleges, specifically like the leadership within them, involved with Green Dot training.
I'm not sure if everyone knows what Green Dot is, if you want to explain it a little.
Yeah, so Green Dot training is like active bystander in sexual assault cases. So if you see it happening, you would feel comfortable with stepping in and to try to prevent that kind of thing. I personally have not been through the training yet, so I can't completely explain it in detail, but it's centered around preventing sexual assault on college campuses.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Chief of Staff Bradley? All right. Thank you. Please let the record show that Senator Martinez re-entered the room at 6:29 p.m. Any additional public comment at this time? All right. Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 21, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 6:30 p.m.